702.
The Aubrey Masango Show.
Live, online.
Smartphones, DSTV.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
Lisa Aziz is my guest, chairperson of the Action Autism organization. Lisa, thank you. Is it Liza or Lisa?
It's Lisa.
Thank you so much, Thanks Lisa. Appreciate you coming through. We have April coming up, and that is going to be World Autism Month. And I believe that the 2nd of April is going to be commemorated or just set aside for World Autism Awareness Day. What is autism, Lisa?
Autism is a neurodevelopmental condition. It impacts the development of the brain, and people with autism, or autistic people as they like to be called, have a difference in communication, how they communicate, how they process spoken language, how they process spoken words. And so because that is the hugest difficulty, we support our autistic people by slowing down language, providing support by giving multiple cues for what has been said. So we would use spoken language together with pictures, together with signage if you want. We would slow down language. We would say what we mean and mean what we say. So the communication aspect is the hugest aspect, and the social communication. So anything to do with how one behaves or is in a society, they find that extremely difficult, and it can be very anxiety-inducing. So what you and I would understand as neurotypical communication would be eye contact, to the turn taking when we communicate with each other. We would know how far to stand away from each other. Mm. We would understand tone. We would understand nonverbal cues. And 70% of everything we say is nonverbal. So the social communication aspect is very, very different. And it can be very debilitating for our person. And then they feel their senses very, very strongly. And they have huge difficulty with change. So they like routine and sameness. And so if we provide supports like we do to any other person with any other kind of disability, we can give them the very best chances in life, you know, to navigate this very difficult world that is not very accommodating for people who struggle with communication.
And I imagine it's that much more difficult for children with autism, yeah?
Absolutely. And then also people forget that autistic children grow into autistic adults. Mm-hmm. You can't change the brain, the nature of the brain, yes? So, and a lot of people try, you know, some methodologies that try to root out the autism, and it can bring a lot of trauma. They are very much in the malign kind of and very vulnerable group because they are so misunderstood. Society really and truly misunderstands our autistic people, and they have all kinds of stereotypes. There are very few autistic people that have intellectual impairment. It can be a co-occurring condition, but very few do. So when you see a person that's rocking or makes strange noises or leaps up off the ground or is flapping or, you know, doesn't have a reliable means of communication, we so automatically write them off as, you know, intellectually impaired. Mm-hmm. But they can have above average intelligence
What is the goal then of this awareness month? And I'm hoping that in this month you and I will be able to have a longer engagement, Lisa. But what is the intention here?
Well, when the UN declared 1st April, 2nd April as World Autism Day, it was to draw awareness to this neurological condition. Mm. And it was also it's a rising condition. What maybe if there's a greater awareness about the condition, greater diagnosticians that can diagnose the condition, but there is a growing number of people with autism. Sorry, that's my dog snoring.
Hey, doggy.
So, yeah. So there is does seem to be a growing number of people that have been diagnosed with autism and continue to be diagnosed with autism. So worldwide stats, you're looking at 1 in 150 children. That's people. That's a very vast number. We're not too sure what the local stats are, but, you know, on average, a pediatric will neurologist.
So, Lisa, this is what I want to do because we've run out of time. Will you join me perhaps in the coming week, well, at least in the coming month, so that we can have a deeper conversation about autism and those that have to live with it, the families of those that are dealing with it? I think it's a very, very important conversation. Will you be available?
Oh, yes, I will definitely avail myself of that. And we could also have an autistic person as well, because I think you would love to hear from an autistic person.
We'd love to have you in studio, if that's a possibility. I don't know, but we'll discuss it as we continue. Lisa Aziz, thank you so much for joining me, chairperson of the Action Autism.